Okay, we're on Daf Yud today. That's page 35, 18a. So if you remember yesterday, we mentioned that there were this Megillat Tanit. Megillat Tanit has the holidays that existed during the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, which we don't have anymore today because Batla Megillat Tanit. So the Gemara mentioned that there was one holiday from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th of Nisan, and that holiday was celebrating how the Prushim were able to successfully dispute the Tzdukim about the Korban Tamid, that the Tzdukim said the Korban Tamid could be brought by a private individual, they could give their private contributions, Tzdukim said not, I mean, the Prushim said not, and they were able to, you know, finally convince them or win the debate on the 8th day of Nisan. So the Gemara asked, why do they have to make a holiday for Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th day of Nisan? Anyway, Rosh Chodesh is anyway a Yantiv. Rosh Chodesh is a Yantiv from the Torah level. So the Gemara says, yeah, but by having Rosh Chodesh, so now on a Deraisa level, the day before wouldn't have any prohibitions involved with it, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Adinim Durabana need greater Chizak. So if it's the day before the holiday, then you couldn't fast that day if it's the yantav that's created by the chachamim, but if it's a din deraisa you could. So that's not shayach. Then the Gemara says that there was another yantav from the 8th day of Nisan till after Pesach, and that yantav was that again a disputation that the Prushim had with the Tzdukim about when the bringing of the Omer, which in essence is when Shavuos will be, and the Tzdukim, the Beitusim, said it's always on a Sunday, and the Chacham said not this way, but they were to succeed, to successfully dispute them, and they won the debate by the end of Pesach. So the Gemara says, why do they have to declare Pesach to be Yantiv? It's the Yantiv in the Torah anyway. So the Gemara said, yeah, it's the Yantiv in the Torah, but this way, the day after the Yantiv also has a prohibition against fasting, and otherwise it wouldn't have it. Okay, so now we're on Yudchad Amud Aleph on the second line. So the Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Yossi Damar Bein Lefanav Bein La'ach Rav Asur. So the Gemara says, who does this Hesber go like? So the Gemara says it goes like the town of Rabbi Yossi. Remember in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, the Gemara says that if it stays below the mispaid, if it stays that you're not allowed to give a Hesped on, so yantav that way, lefanav asar l'achrav mutar. So the day before is prohibited, and after is permissible. Yosef says lefanav l'achrav asur. Yosef says before and after is asur. So since we're saying that the day after yantav would be prohibited, that's what Rav Papa said. So it sounds like he's going like he's saying he's interpreting the brisa in Megillas Tanis like Rav Yossi. So come on, Rav Yossi, demar be lefanav ben l'achrav asur. So the Gemara says, "I hachi b'yashrim v'tisha nami." He says, "So if that's the case, so the concern the 29th day of Adar, my yirida yoma demikame yoma demitokum tamida. Why is it significant that it was the 29th day of Adar is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So why is that significant that it's the day before, you know, the yantiv where they bested the stukim concerning the korban tamid?" Typically, double yomim the batar is for nutzvani bay. Why don't we say it's the day after the 28th of Adar? In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, there are prohibitions against fasting before the yantiv and after the yantiv. That's what Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah. And the way we're explaining the Gizatan is the way that Rav Papa was explaining it is like Rabbi Yossi. So the day after. So why did Gemara have to say that he mentioned Rosh Chodesh Nisan in order to include a proscription on the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but there's another yantiv on the 28th day of Adar, so the 29th day of Adar would be the day after that. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa, the Shimu Tamanya Bay, Afet Pasurta, Tat, Yudoi, like Eden Minoraita. It says on the 28th day of Adar, there was a yantiv. Why was there a yantiv? Because good news came to the Jews, like Eden Minoraita. They don't have to separate themselves from the Torah. The Pahamachat Nizrak Zeral Yisrael, once it was decree against the Jews, Shil Yasku B'Torah, they shouldn't study Torah, Shil Yamulu B'Nayim, they shouldn't give a bris milah to their children, Shalu Shabbatot, and they should be Mechalal Shabbos. He says, Ma'asa Yehuda ben Shemua B'Chavirab, what did Yehuda ben Shemua and his colleagues do? Ha'chubin Adul Eitzim Matronita Chat, they went to a Roman noblewoman, He said, Shakuntala Romi Mitzvah Nesla, apparently she had a lot of give and take with the important people. So Amralahem, so she said, look, I'll give you an Eitzah. Imduva Pinu Balayla, go and like scream at night. Make a protest at night, and I think that'll be effective. So Al-Khuva Pinu Balayla, they went out. Rashi says, Hifkinu is like scream. In modern Hebrew, it's a, like, you know, you have a demonstration. It's a Hafkanah. He says, Al-Khuva Pinu Balayla, Amru. And then they said, the Jews are protesting. They said, Ishamayim, like, oh heavens, and Rashi takes it that those words are directed to Ribono Shel Olam. He says, and then it says the words of Rashi. Anyway, yeah, Ishamayim Garsin, aha, Hashem, like Kadosh Baruch Hu, so with him. He says, and then, Loachim Anachnu, these words are directed to the Romans, Loachim Anachnu, aren't we brothers, meaning Yaakov and Esav. He says, Lo B'nei Av Echad Anachnu, aren't we descended from the same father, i.e. Yitzchak? Lo b'nei im echad anachnu, are we descendants of the same mother, i.e. Rivka? Ma'anishtanin miku umu v'lashon, why are we different than every other nation? Tim goes in on Xerodot, that we make these terrible decrees against us. U'bitlom. So the Romans said, you know, they're right. The effective demonstration. They were vatal all the Xerodot. Yoto yom asu yom tov. So that day was the Yantiv. So let's go back again. So the Gemara is saying that when you have a Yantiv that's a Mikilat Tanit, and it's a yantiv that you can't give a hesped on, and we'll come see in the Gemara. So the Tana Rabbi Yossi holds that the day before I also cannot fast, and it was about, that's a big yantiv. I can't have a hesped; it means I can't fast and I can't give a hesped. So the day before, it's going to come out from the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi holds I can't fast, and the day after I can't fast. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, so. Why was it necessary to declare Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be a Yantiv? Anyway, it's a holiday. So the Gemara said, the Gemara said, I don't need that because it's already a Yantiv on the 28th day of Adar. So maybe the 29th day would be prohibited anyway. It's the day after the fast, the day after the Yantiv. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Unitzrach Chodesh Ubar. So Abaye says, it's necessary if Adar would be Mu'ubar, when they're Mekadesh al-Piri'iyah, sometimes Adar could have 30 days. So we're assuming Adar has 29 days. And our Luach, the Adar, the Samach L'Nisan, always has 29 days. But when they're Mekadesh al-Piri'iyah, so the Adar could have 30 days. So the Adar has 30 days, so there's the Yantiv on the 28th day of Adar, so there's a prohibition on the 29th, and then the 30th is for the day before Rosh Chodesh. Right. So Mela, that's the way we go. Rashi has an upshot as well, but I think that's a simpler upshot. Okay? Let me do another 10 lines and I'll pause. Everybody okay up till now? Any questions, comments, thoughts, what we did so far? Everybody happy? All right, let me go on. Now, Rav Ashi is a different Hezber. He says, Afilu Tem L'Chodesh Chaser. He says that you could even say that it would be like a 29-day of Adar, but call Shla Achrav B'tanid Asur B'hesbe Mutar. He says, if it's the day after the holiday, so you're prohibited from fasting, but you're allowed to give Hespedim. So, and that's the day before also, Rashi points out. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, the day after, you're allowed to give a Hespedim, you just can't fast. And the day before also, you can't fast. You can't fast, but you can give a Hespedim. But this day, i.e. the 29th day of Adar, since it's nestled, sandwiched, right, between two Yamim and Tovim, they had the Yantiv on the 28th day of Adar when they were Vatel Gzeirot, and then the Yantiv on Rosh Chod for the Korban Tamid. So he says between the first and the eighth day of Nisan, Asu Kiyom Tavatzmo Vhud Behesped Nami Asur. So they made it that even with a Hesped, it's also prohibited. Okay? All right. So again, let's just repeat once more. So the Gemara says that there was Megillat Tanit, which is one of the earliest braises, where they listed all the Yamim Tovim, all the holidays they had during time by Cheney. And enlisted in Megillat Tanit is the first through the eighth day of Nisan. And that Yantiv is during time by Cheney, they had a lot of difficulties with the Sedukim or Beitusim, who had interpreted things differently. And the Stukim interpreted it that a private person could give money for the Korban Tamid and pay for it. And the Prushim said no. And they were able to win out that debate with them by the 8th day of Nisan. So they made that all a holiday. So the Gemara said, okay, I understand you have an 8-day holiday, but why do they need to make Rosh Chodesh a holiday anyway? It's the Yantav already, Minatorah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if Minatorah, the day before would not be impacted, because in other words, it's like a little counterintuitive. In other words, they did more Chizuk if it's the Rabbanah level. So the day before is prohibited in fasting because it's the day before the Yantav. That's why they did it. And then the Gemara said that there's something similar, that they had another Yantav from the 8th day of Nisan to the end of Pesach. And that was when they were able to, you know, kind of, you know, win the debate with the Sukkim about when the Omer is brought. And then as a corollary to that, when Shavuos is. So the Sukkim said, Shavuos is always on a Sunday. And the Chachamim said, no, Mimacharat Shabbat means like the day following Yantiv. And so that's when Shavuos would be with Pesach 7 weeks later. So the Gemara said, why do they have to declare Pesach to be a Yantiv? Anyway, it's a Yantiv. So the Gemara, day after. So the Gemara said, so when you're saying that the day after and the day before the Yantiv has prohibition, so obviously you're going like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, why do I need to say then that they made Rosh Chodesh because it's the day before the Yantiv, but there's another Yantiv on the 28th day of Adar. So it's the day after I have it covered that way. And the Tanakhama agrees with the, excuse me, with the not Tanakhama, but one second. Right. So even the Tanakhama agrees that the day before the Yantiv is the Yantiv. But if it's going like Rabbi Yossi, why do we even come on to that? In other words, I could say leave out Rosh Chodesh in the holiday and just have the, because it's another holiday on the 28th day of Adar. So the Gemara said it could be sometimes Adar is Malay and then the question is removed. Or even Luyatsur, I'll say that it's not Malay, it's 29 days, but Rabbi Yossi is only talking about the prohibition of fasting. In other words, the holiday itself, I can't give a hesped, but the day before, the day after is just prohibition against fasting. But this day, it's sandwiched in between two Yom Tovim, so even behesped is prohibited. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up first?
Yes. And I don't know if I missed this, but why is it, and I'm not talking about the Regalim, but the other Yamim Tovim and the Rashi Chodesh, what is it about the day that prevents the Hespedim to give Kavod Acharon to someone? I know we're not supposed to give a Hesped on Rosh Chodesh, but right. This is the final send-off to someone.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a trade-off. I mean, you have the same thing during the month of Nisan, right? You're not supposed to give Hespedim. So, right. So the issue is, like, when the Yantiv is significant enough, so they say that even a spadim are prohibited. In other words, it's like the national, you know, the national holiday supersedes by the individual. That's the way it's
but
going.
Why? I'm asking you why.
It means that the gula, the simcha, is so significant. It's a judgment call. That the day is so significant that it pushes off all hespedim. Like you saw here, they got rid of that decree. They felt that decree was so significant that they removed it.
But it doesn't remove the patira of a person.
I understand, but that's always the trade-off. You know, the individual versus the community. That's the same thing. All right. I have no more to say on that. Okay, let me go on. Now, we're around 15 lines above where it gets wide on Yitzchak ben Aleph. So Amar Mar, we quoted earlier in the Brisa of Mitzman Yibay from the 8th day of Nisan, we had Sof Moada to the end of the Yantiv, Itotav Chagat Shavuaya, that they were able to establish the date for Shavuos, in other words, with the Tzedukim, the Lola Mispaid, and so therefore you can't give Hespedim. So Lamali the Maimor, Mitzman Yibay, so why do they have to establish the Yantiv from the 8th day of Nisan, Lema Mitishabay? So why do they have, the 8th day was already Yantiv. In other words, it was already Yantiv from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to the 8th day. So now creating another Yantiv from the 8th day to the end of Pesach. So why do they have to do that? The 8th day is already Yantiv, so let's leave it. So the Gemara says, came into Mikla Milta Ubatlina the Shiva. Let's say Liyatsur, something would come up where they felt they had to be Mabatil Yantiv. Let's say you know, there's a an urgent crisis with the rain or something like that, where they have to be gozer taniyot. So they'll be, they might be mevatel one yantiv, but this way they'll only be mevatel the first yantiv. In other words, so they can be mevatel the yantiv with the korban tamid. So if they do that, they'll just clear out 7 days, but the eighth day would still be intact because it's part of the other yantiv. Yeah. So he says, Tvani gufa asr davla yoma kama ditos abe chaga de shavuayim. So in other words, so the fact that by doubling it over, that it ensures that even if one yantiv is pushed away, it'll still remain part of the other yantiv. Right. In other words, even if they're mevatel the first one, because there's some crisis, that the eighth day will still be yantiv. So the verse says, Hashta ati lahachi, now you've arrived at that explanation, as Shumatishanami. So then I have another hezber regarding the 29th day of Adar. That if we assert something would happen and they would mevatel the holiday that's on the 28th day of Adar, so he says mevatel esrim mitzvanya esrim tisha gufa asur davla yoma the mikama yoma di tokam tmida. So that's another hezber why they needed to say that it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. In other words, even if the first holiday it becomes batel, but the second holiday will still be enforced, and so the 29th will still hold on to that. Okay, all right. So I'm going to go on now. We're four lines above where it gets wide, and you said an hour. So Itmar Rabbi Chibar Asi Amarav Halachik Rabbi Yosi. So again, in the Mishnah, Let's go over the Mishnah again once more to refresh our recollections on Tet Vav Amud Beis. Everybody, turn quickly to 15b, Tet Vav Amud Beis, page 30. So, on line 4, the fourth wide line, the fourth very wide line in the Mishnah, one line below the Chet. So the Mishnah says, Kula Katub Megillat Tanit to Lola Mispaid, any day that's written in Megillat Tanit, that's a day that you're not allowed to give Hespedim, Lefan of Asur L'Akrav Hutar. So we learned that the Gemara means Lafanav is Asr B'Tanit. So the day before I can't fast, La'akrav Muta, the day after I could. Rabbi Yossi Amir Lafanav La'akrav Asr. Rabbi Yossi is more Machmir, right? Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama says, just the day before. Rabbi Yossi is the day before and the day after. And then Lola Hitana'a, and if it's a day that says you're not allowed to fast, so it's one of the lesser Yantovim, says Lafanav La'akrav Mutar. According to Tanakhama, then everything is permissible the day before and after. In that case, Rabbi Yossi says, Lefana Basra Lachar Mutar. Rabbi Yossi is always more machmir. So if it's day of the mispaid, Rabbi Yossi holds it the day before and the day after. If it's day of the night, he holds it the day before. See back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says back on Yud Chedem and Aleph. So four lines of against one. So Idmar, Rabbi Chibar Asi, Amarav, Halach, Rabbi Yossi. So Rab says, Halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Just so Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel Mar Halach, Rabbi Meir. Shmuel says, Halach is Rabbi Meir. We assume the Tanakhama is Reb Meir. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. So Shmuel says, Halach is like Reb Meir with more lenient position. So the Gemara says, Umiyomar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say the Halach is Reb Meir? Bahatanya, we learn the Brisa, Reb Shmuel Gamliel Meir, Umatam Lomar, Bahon Bahon Shtei Pa'amim. So in Megillah Tanit, and Rashi brings it down in the fourth wide line in Rashi, it says, like healing your mind, the lowly Hitana Bahon that you can't fast. Who makes that home to a little misbehaved home and some that you can't give a hespit on. That's what it says in Megillat Tanit. Here's a list of days. Some of the days, the low lehitanah bit home, that you can't fast on these days. And some, the low the misbehaved home. So back in the Gemara, it says, Umatam lomar bahon bahon shtei pamim. What does it say on these days, lomar lacha, shehin asurin lefein lefein mutarin. So the Tanur Shalil disagrees with both tonight. So in our Mishnah, we had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. So they each hold, or Rabbi Yossi holds, like if it's day the Lola mispaid, Rabbi Yossi holds the day before and the day after. It also has a prohibition. And Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama holds just the day before, not the day after. This is a more lenient opinion, which Lil says everything is permissible before and after. That's why he says, Bahon, on these days you can't do it, meaning the other days you could. But Amar Shmuel, Lachim for Shmuel. So Rashul says, Lachim follows Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. So Shmuel, how is it that we said before that Shmuel says Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, which is a leading opinion in our Mishnah, when here Shmuel says Halacha follows Rabbi Shmuel in the Brisa? So the Gemara says, Mikar Savlar, Himal Lekatan, the Meikil, Rabbi Meir, Amar Halacha, Rabbi Meir. Shmuel holds that this is Din Rabbanan, And he views that we're going to be lenient with this din. So initially, he wasn't familiar with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So as between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, he says, I'm going to go with Rabbi Meir. It's a more lenient opinion. Came in the Shammai, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Meikel Tfei, wants to hear that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is even more lenient. He says, Amar Lacha to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Lacha follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. All right? Everybody good so far? All right. Now, the Gemara says four lines from the bottom. Now, Rav said, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, who's the most stringent opinion, right? That was Rabbi Chiya bar Asi and the name of Rav. The Gemara says, "B'chein Amar Bali, I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan on halacha to Rabbi Yossi." He says that the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. You know, before I do this, let me just go back. There's a Tosos I want to do with you. Look at the last Tosos. Let me do the Tosos outside, and then we'll do the Tosos inside. So Rav says, Rav, usually we say halacha to Rav B'Isurei is the way we do it. When it comes to Isur B'Heter, usually follow Rav. Rav says halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if today that the lo mispeid bahon, that you can't give a hesped, so the day before I can't fast, and the day after I can't fast. So Tosfos is bothered. How do we have Tanis Esther? We have Purim. The day before Purim is 99% of the time is Tanis Esther. Just if Purim is on a Motzei Shabbos and Tanis Esther gets moved up. But how is it that I'm allowed to fast the day before Purim? Purim is one of the days that's listed in Megillas Tanis, that's the Yontif. And Rav says Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, so I can't fast the day before the holiday. So how is it that we have a fast? Okay? So let's take a look at Tosfos. So Rav Amar Lach Rabbi Yossi, Demar Lafana Basur Balach of Mutar, Bim Tomar, he was Amar Lach Rabbi Yossi, Heachan Mintanam Znea Purim. How is it that we pass before Purim? You still with me, Shaya? Okay? Okay. The imishum de bat lamigilatanit. Maybe it's like this. I have an answer. So the Gemara learns bat lamigilatanit that the holidays that are migilatanit aren't holidays anymore. He says, "Come on, Chanukah Purim lobatu." Yeah, but with respect to Chanukah Purim, they're not batel. So that answer goes by the wayside. Yesh lomar the hadim are Chanukah Purim lobatlu. There's still more hadim shalahem lasan yom tov. He says, "Lord, the Gabbah." In other words, when we say that it's not these be Chanukah Purim, it's not batel. Tosfos first answer. Because it means, as it relates to the holidays themselves, that I can't give it, I can't fast, I can't give a hesped that day. I could say the din that you can't fast the day before, that is batel. That's part of the batel, let me give the tonic. That's Tosfos first thing. Four. Right. Od yesh lomar. Let me see, what is the bach of here, 1 second. Yeah, dekeim demim. Okay. He says, "Odi yesh lomar the kamen the yamim shlofnei apurim." Let me see again the back. He says, "The kamen the yamim shlofnei apurim nitbatlu." That's the way Bach has it. Yom tov did who? Shirigim lasop ahen minitbatlu yom tov shalahem. So Tosfos is saying that the days before Purim were yantiv and became batel. In other words, that the 13th day of Adar was yantiv. Now it's not a yantiv anymore. It was yantiv. Now it's not a yantiv anymore. He says, in other words, the Gemara has a similar story. The Gemara is going to say a couple of lines that once they decide that it's not going to be a yontif this day, so then that vacates the prohibition against not fasting. He says, "Da'achanami yirina b'samach gabi yom shlofnei nitanu or v'chulei." He says, "V'chein gabi yom tov priyanos." The Gemara is going to have a similar idea in a few lines. "Hinu the badlu yom shlohem lo yisur mishum yom tov v'ba'achrayim da'asur mishum yom shlofneim mochein." "Da'achanami kimi yom shlofneim purim nitbatel mishum asmo terletano lo yisur mishum yom shlofneim purim." All right, so this wants to say, and since the days before Purim were yantiv, but now it's been vacated, so when it's vacated, everything gets vacated with it, all the prohibitions. Now,
you also have an issue with the Bechor before Pesach, except right, that the whole month of Nisan is sort of covered.
All right, Zahara. I'll talk in 1 minute about that. Okay, we'll come 1 minute about that. I mean, the Bechor before Pesach, again, we're talking about days that are Yantav and Megillas Tanit. So Megillas Tanit, you're right. The days of Nisan were Yantiv, but then the Gemara says they're not a Yantiv anymore. So that's not. In other words, the Gemara learns that all the holidays of Megillas Tanit are Batel, except for Chanukah and Purim. So fasting on Erev Pesach is not a problem because of what the Megillas Tanit is. The only issue is that Chazal said that a person shouldn't fast normally in the month of Nisan, but for this din they said you could fast. There are exceptions to the din. Like you'd have a time in Shalom in Nisan. So, you know, this is also an exception. Anyway, now, but some other answers to this are that we could say, like the Gemara learned earlier, that Rosh Chodesh is a holiday that's in the Pesukim. So, therefore, I'm allowed to fast the day before. So, this is, I don't remember who he was quoting, but really he was saying that Purim is written in the Pesukim. Purim is in the Pesukim in the Megillah. So in that sense, it's not like, even though it's in Megillas Tanis, it's not like Megillas Tanis. It's like a Yantiv that's written in the Psukim, so you are allowed to fast the day before. It's like Rosh Chodesh. Or another answer he gave was that it could be that we're not, Tosfos assumes we're passing like Rav. So it could be that we'll pass in here like, wait. Shmuel says Allah is like Rabbi Meir, but I guess it's passing like maybe like, it would be like maybe like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Shmuel says the day before and the day after are permissible, something like that. Because according to Shmuel, the day before is also prohibited, right? According to Shmuel, the day before is also prohibited. So I think he's saying that we might pass in like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel here. All right, I'm going to move on now at this point in time. Okay, all right, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, now, so the Gemara says, 4 lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Okay. B'chenam arbali, amr b'chikir b'abam r'yokhram, lachik r'b'yosi. So Rabbi Yochanan says also, lachik follows Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's most stringent opinion. He says there are prohibitions the day before and the day after if it's the day they can't have a hesped. So amr b'chikir l'bali, b'chikir l'bali, ask for lach. He says, I'm going to explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan really said. K'amr Rabbi Yochanan, lachik r'b'yosi, adlul hitanah. In other words, there are two dinim in the Mishnah. One of the days that you can't have a Tanis, that's a lesser Yantiv, and there are other days you can't have a Hesped, which is a bigger Yantiv. So when Rabbi Yochanan says Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, he meant that's concerning the days that you can't fast, meaning Rabbi Yossi says that there's a prohibition against fasting the day before that Yantiv. He says, but when it comes to the other Yantiv about the Hesped, he didn't pask like Rabbi Yossi, he pasked like Rabbi Meir, which is only the day before. So we are Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Lach Yistam Mishnah. Yochanan says the halacha follows the Stam Mishnah. The halacha generally always follows an anonymous Mishnah. So now we learn an anonymous Mishnah. So according to what we're saying is, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the day before a holiday, I can't fast. That would be the way that he's coming off. So did Rabbi Yochanan say that? He said, Lach Yistam Mishnah. It's done. You learn the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is a Masechet Megillah, which is coming up in another month and a half in Daf Yomi, in a little less than a month and a half, in another 2 weeks, right, 2 weeks from now, we're 15 days, but I think, you know, Daf Yomi, 2 weeks from tonight, today's, what day of the week, Tuesday, so 2 weeks from tonight's Daf Beis, so 2 weeks, so 15 days from tonight, we're going to have this Mishnah. It says, Utsanan, Afbi Shamru Matinin Bloma Achrin, we learn the Mishnah. Now, Chazal teaches, if you remember, the first Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah, that Megillah Nikrei Ba'chadasar B'shneimasar Shloshasar Arbasar. Megillah could be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. Depends on the circumstances. So the Gemara says, if it's the Krachim, they read on the 15th. If it's the other cities, they read on the 14th. And then the Kfarim, like the villages, so they can be mocked in Yom HaKnisa. They can be mocked into the Monday or Thursday before the 14th. So let's take a look. So it says, it's done. Afbisham Rumachim and Blumachim. Even though they said you can read the Megillah earlier, but not later, you can never go below Yavur. He says, turn page, the top line of the days. Plutarn behesped betanit. Nevertheless, even though they're mocked in the Kriya to an earlier date prior to the date they normally would read it, they're allowed to have a hesped and a tanis on that day. They're allowed to have a eulogy or a fast day. So the Gemara says, Amen. What exactly is the scenario? What is it that we're talking about? Yilema b'nei chamesar. If we're talking about people who are in a walled city from Yoshua Ben Nun, like in Yerushalayim, So Elim b'nei chamesar b'kakaruli bar besar. So Rashi's case is the people from the from the Shushan Purim city go and they find themselves in another city on Purim and they read on that day. So we think that the pshat would mean that they could have a hesped and tanis that day. So the Gemara says, "Mishari, are they allowed to do that?" But keep it Megillat Tanit. It says in Megillat Tanit, "Yomar basar bo, yom chamisha sarbo." It says, "Yomei purai inun." It says that the 14th and 15th of Adar are days of Purim. The lola misbeit b'hon. You can't have a hesped on that on either one of those days. But I'm a rabba. Rabba explains, "Lo nisrucha lasur et shel zebazem." That is answering each one. It means if in a place where they read, I'm in Tel Aviv and they read the Megillah on the 14th, I can't fast or have a hesped on the 15th. And if I'm in Yerushalayim, I can't have a fast or a hesped on the 14th. He says, Ve'etchel Zebazeh. So that can't be the pshat in the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah says, Mutar Behesped Tanit, so that's like for us today. In other words, let's say we read on the 14th day of Adar, but the 15th, we don't have Tachanun, we don't have a hesped that day, we don't fast on the 15th. Right. So Ve'ela, so the next shot is Bnei Arbeisar, Bekarile, Beklesar. So the next candidate would be that we're in the Kfarim, and we would normally read it on the 14th of Adar, but the 14th of Adar, let's say, comes out on a Tuesday, so we're going to move it up one day to Monday, which is the day that that's the Yom HaKnis when everybody gathers in the cities. So he says, Bekarile, Beklesar. So the Gemara says, but that can't be that the Tana of the Mishnah would permit me to say Hesped Tanis that day, because that's Yom Nikanor. That's another Yantiv, which is Yom Nikanor, which the Gemara is going to explain what Yom Nikanor is. So it can't be that would be the day. Yela B'nei Arbeisar, B'kakar Le B'treisar. So the Gemara says, well, the next candidate is, it means the people who normally read it on the 14th, but the Monday or the Thursday is on the 12th day. Says Yom Turyanasu. That can't be the Peshat that I give a Hesped of Tanis that day. That's another Yantiv, which the Gemara explained. That's Yom Turyanas. Yelo Lav, it must be the Kakarule Bechadesar. It must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the people are reading it on the 11th. So how does that work? So Rashi helps us out with this. He says the 14th comes out on a Sunday, and the Kfar Mamakdim to Thursday. So that would be the 11th day of so in other words, so let's see. So the 14th is on a Sunday. So the 14th is on a Sunday. So the 13th would be Shabbos, and the 12th would be Friday. So the 11th would be Thursday. So they're reading on the Thursday before the Sunday date. But Katani Mutarba has been Tanit. And then the Mishnah would be teaching me that you're allowed to have a Hesped Tanit on that Thursday. So the question is like this, that here Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi. So it follows Rabbi Yossi, so the day before all these holidays, I'm not allowed to have a hesped and a tanis. So the 11th is the day before the 12th day, and the 12th day is one of those yamim tovim. And nevertheless, I'm allowed to have a hesped and a tanis that day. So it's not steaming voice. It's not going well too well. In other words, how could Rabbi Yochanan say halacha follows Rabbi Yossi? And we said that it means that that he holds the day before is certainly prohibited, certainly in fasting, if not a hesped. But he says so certainly not to fast. And yet here Rabbi Yochanan also says halacha follows the Stam Mishnah, and here he seems to be saying so I'm allowed to fast on the day before the Yantiv. So the Gemara says, the first white line, lo, b'nei arba asar. The Gemara says, no, that's not the case. The case is the people, they normally read on the 14th, but karule b'treisar. And then now they're reading on the 12th. Udka amar, yom turyanasu. And he said, yeah, so how can I fast that day or give a hesped that day? That's another yantiv. He says, yom turyanas gufa b'tzuli batluhu. So this is the case that Tosfos was referring to. That yantiv, they uprooted that yantiv of yom turyanas. In other words, Yom Turyanos was a big yantiv, a big Rasha died that day. But then later on, two tzaddikim died that day, and they uprooted the whole yantiv about the Rasha. So that being the case, that's what Tosfos was saying. In other words, there's a yantiv, and I uproot the yantiv, so now it like goes back to zero, even though it's a day before another holiday. He says, Ki had Rav Nachman gazer tanita betrei sar, like Rav Nachman was gozer fast on the 12th day of Adar. So Amar Rabbanan Yom Triyanasu. The Chachamim said to him, but this is a yantim, it's Yom Triyanas. Amar Lahu Yom Triyanas Gufo Beituli Batlu. He says that the Mavakel that day, Hovin Erigvu was Shemaya Bachia Achiv. Because Shemaya and Achia Achiv were killed that day. So Rashi says, as far as Shemaya and Achia are concerned, that they were Chasidim, but doesn't explain who they were. He says, okay, so the Gemara says, but typically they have a Yom. Give me just four more lines, okay? Typically, they have a Yom Shlafei Nikanur. So, isn't it the day before Yom Nikanur? Yom Nikanur is the 13th of Adar. So, Amar Vashi, Hashta Yu Gufu Batluhu. So, once they're Mabatel Yantiv on the 12th day of Adar, Shem Yom Nikanur, Nekum Menigzor. So, we got to be goes there. So, it means, like, if there's a Yantiv, and then I vacate that Yantiv, so then it's not shy to say that there are any more prohibitions with that yantiv. Let me summarize what we did, and then we'll take questions, okay? So the question was that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha problem is Rabbi Yossi. And it means that the day before a yantiv, I can't fast. So the Gemara says, how could that be? When Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha always follows the Stam Mishnah. And we learned the Stam Mishnah that the way we thought the pshat was that you're allowed to fast on the 11th day of Adar, even though the 11th day of Adar is the day before the 12th day of Adar, which is the Yantiv. And Rabbi Yochanan said that you're not allowed to fast the day before the Yantiv. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying that you're allowed to fast on the 12th of Adar. So the Gemara says, but the 12th of Adar, that Gufa is the Yantiv. So the Gemara says, yeah, it was a Yantiv. But then they were Mevatel Yantiv. They're Mevatel Yantiv. And once they're Mevatel Yantiv, so then I'm allowed to fast that day. But yeah, but even Mevatel Yantiv, but it's the day before the other Yantiv, which is on the 13th day of Adar. So he said, yeah, but once they Mevatel Yantiv on the 12th day of Adar, so that everything got vacated with that and everything is like a green light. What do you want to say? Mevatel, right. So now, I think now that you're saying that, now that we know all this, right? Now that the maskana in the maskana would also work, right? Right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right, let's keep moving. All right, now let's take a look. Now. Okay, now the Gemara says on 1, 2, 3, 4, let's select the seventh line. Okay? So, my Nikanur, my Turyana. So, what we said that the 13th day of Adar is Yom Nikanur, and the 12th day of Adar is Yom Turyana. What are those events? The Tani, we learned the Braisa. Nikanur, now, there was another Nikanur which we had, if you remember, Masechet Yoma. So, the Gemara says there in Daf Lamed Chet, that Nikanur Nasu Nisin Ladalto Tav. Remember the Sharei Nikanur, the Beis HaMikdash. Nikanur there was a tzaddik. He brought these doors from Alexandria to the Beis HaMikdash. This Nikanur is a different Nikanur. Nikanur is a Greek name, so it's a non-Jew's Nikanur. The Tanya Nikanur Echad Mi Parchei Yivanim Haya. This is also like Rabbi Lieber was saying, in connection with Chanukah, that Nikanur was one of the like Greek officers. He says, every day he'd wave his hand on Yehudah Yerushalayim. I don't know if he means, you know, I mean, I hate to bother you. Can you give me a comment, please? Yeah. Thank you. You know, there's a Haftorah we have where this phrase shows up. I meant to look it up, or I was thinking of it today. Where is it on? It's on. Give me one sec. Yeah. So it's the Haftorah for Achron Shal Pesach. Yeah. Oda Yom Beno Blamod, you know, Faith Yado Harbat Zion. He will wave his hand contemptuously towards the mountain of the daughter of the hill, Yerushalayim. Just talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Okay. Yeah, no, Sancherev, you know, Fekir Dohar, but see on that he will wave his hand. All right, so he says here, to see, so I guess it is the same thing. So he says, he was like waving his hand contemptuously over Yehuda and Yerushalayim, but Omer and saying, when are they going to like fall into my power and I'll trample them? And this is like Berlibus was saying with Chanukah, when the Hasmoneans defeated the Greeks, he says, they cut off his thumbs and his big toe, and the thumbs of his hands and the big toe of his foot. He says, they hung it in the gates of Yerushalayim, Yamru, and they said, and the article said they cut off his head too, it did this. The mouth that spoke with such arrogance. And the hands that waved over Yerushalayim, Tesib and Nekama, and Nekama will be done to them. So that's the Yontiv, I guess, when they killed him. I must say, it does seem kind of ghoulish to go cut off fingers, toes, and fingers, but that was the Yontiv of Yom Turyanus. Well, I'm sorry, that's Yom Nikanor, not Turyanus, Yom Nikanor. So that's Yom Nikanor. Yom Nikanor is the one with the cut off fingers and toes. The only thing I was thinking of is like in Sefer Shoftim, if you remember in Perek Aleph, I don't know, I had it when I was in fifth grade, but maybe where in the first Perek, it talks about Adoni Bezek, that they cut off his fingers and his big toe. Anyway. That's what it says, Chanukah, Chashmonaim. It says, oh yeah, this specific event happened, right, in Adar, right. But it is, but it's talking about the Chashmonaim though, so I don't know what to say. I mean, it's not like, sounds like going on maybe with like more war or later, or I don't know when what's happening when, at which point. All right, now, the verse is my Turyanus, we said that the 13th, the 13th was Yom Nikanor. Now we're up to Yom Turyanus the 12th. My Turyanus, Amru, Shabakish Turyanus, again, another non-Jew, Marog Lulyanus Papos, Achiv, Belukia. He wanted to kill two brothers, Lulyanus and Papos. So Rashi brings down that they were Tzaddikim. And if you look at Rashi, let's look at the Rashi. He says, Belukia, he load, behind the ring, Becholduchta, Haruge load, and Chubiri Cholamod, Bemachistam, the Haruge load are very righteous. He says, "V'yeshomrim shenerigu b'toshamelach." Some say they were murdered concerning the daughter of the king. Shemsed Hamruga, the daughter, the princess, was found dead. Amru ayudamrum ayudim haragu. They said the Jews killed her because Rukzeral Soneim Shal Yisrael, and then they made a decree against the Jewish people. Soneim Shal Yisrael is a euphemism. Bamdu elum upadu at Yisrael. So in other words, they're going to kill everybody, and these two, you know, filled with self-sacrifice, came forward. Ba'amrum, Anu Haragnu. They falsely said we killed her. So they only killed these two. So they volunteered to be like the Kapara Hindle. And there's a big, you know, discussion where Libus had mentioned this, like, you know, about when are you allowed to do something like this? So we have a chance. We'll try to talk a little later. It also relates. He was saying, and it's on the Doc Digest sheet as well. Like initially, years ago, when they would have, you know, people donating kidneys, and it was a very dangerous operation. So there was a whole far to say not to do that because you're putting, now it's a little safer to give a kidney. But so things may be different now. But let's see back on the Gemara. So he says, Shabakesh Triyasa Rogue Lulyanus Papo Sahib Lukia Amar Lahem, Imi Yamosha Kanami Shabazariatem, Yavolo Kecham Yasil Kamiadi. So if you remember, in Sefer Daniel, so Nebuchadnezzar throws Konan Mishal Azariah to the Kibshan Aish, to the fiery furnace. And the way I remember it, it says that he heats up the furnace like seven times in the normal heat. It's like really, you know, and he throws them in. So he says, if your God is, you know, if you're from the nation of Konan Mishal Azariah, so your God will save you. This is what Turyanus is saying, the non-Jew is saying to them. They said to him, they were like 100% tzaddikim. They were ruined to the miracle should occur to them. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech HaGudaya, so Nebuchadnezzar was a Rasha, but the Gemara says he was Ra'ui. Nebuchadnezzar with all his rishas, so after the event with the Kibbutz Shana Eish, so the way that Eun Yaakov says, and I think the Arts quoted this, and the Masipta quoted it, and Rabbi Leibowitz quoted it, that Nebuchadnezzar, you know, gave a praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam after they got out of the Kibbutz Shana Eish. And in addition to which, the Masipta pointed to the Gemara in the Masechet Sanhedrin says it's Tzadi Bav, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this as well. Like Nebuchadnezzar, it was a point where he was carrying a letter, and it says, and he was trying to, the king wrote like a letter to Chizkiyahu, and he says, Shalom l'kartu shlayim, Shalom l'alaka, the great God, and he says the great God should come first, and he was running to bring the amended letter. So even though he was a Rasha, but he had things like deferential. This is V'oto Rasha Hedyotu Benru Lesot Nesal Yado. I don't know if this is greatest in terms of somebody who can control your future, but he says this Kohen, this Melech, meaning you're a big Rasha, so you're not really to have a miracle occur to you. In addition to which, it must be that we're deserving death not from this charge, but from another incident. In other words, apparently, like it's meant that we should be killed, and harbei shluch l'makom, like the right. The Rebbe Shlom has many things to do. Shapogin banav horgin otanu. Elo masarano kadosh baruch hu biyadcha. Elo shatili parav. In other words, Hashem gave us it in your hands. He's gonna you're gonna pay for it, right? It's like similar to Gemara in Gittin, where it says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, like remember they send arrows, they kept letting Yerushalayim, and the person says, well, Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to destroy Yerushalayim, and he wants to I'm gonna be the Kapara Hindle, I wanna get out of this place, he's gonna take his vengeance on me. So Afal Pichin Paragan Miyad. So notwithstanding all the foregoing, this Torianos, he killed him right away. So they didn't move from there, and messengers came from Rome, and they beat his brains in and killed him. So the day that Torianos was killed, they made a yantim. That's the day with Torianos. All right, let me wrap up the daf. And then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So remember that, remember that there were different two brothers. On the third white line above, it says, Shemaya v'achiyachiv, that they were killed that day. So in Achinami, in the Mesoros HaShas, he says that those two brothers were the Haruge Lod. So I don't know what would be with these two people mentioned down here, Mupapos and Lulianos, but he says that the Haruge Lod were killed that day, Shemayim, but the other two were tzaddikim that were killed that day. All right, now, it goes into Tanah L'Tzibur V'Chilu L'Chamish V'Chulei, it goes into Tanah Rosh Chodesh V'Chulei. So the Gemara said that we're not Gozer Atanis if we see that Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Kippurim is going to come into the fast. But if they began a series of fasts, then according to Rabbi Gamliel, we wouldn't be mafsik. In other words, we would continue the fasting. We began the series. And he says, Rameir says, even though he said, when I'm mafsik, he says that you don't complete the fast. And since Rabbi Gamliel is on a Friday, also, Rabbi Gamliel says to fast too. So Rameir would say not to complete the fast. So he says, so the Kama Habi Hanchal, so how much is beginning? When you begin the series, then you're going to have to fast if Rosh Chodesh or something else comes in there. So Rav Acha Amar Shulosh, Rav Acha says if you had three fasts before that, you had a Sheni, Chamish Sheni, and then the next one fast comes on Rosh Chodesh, you'll fast on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yassi Amar Achadri, this is even one fast. So Amar Yudam Rav, Zuzi Rav Meir, Shema Mishum Rav Gamliel. So he says, yeah, the Mishnah reflects Rav Meir's opinion of what Rav Gamliel said, or what his Masorah, what Rav Gamliel said. About Chachamim Omrim, Mitan Amashla. Chachamim say, Rav Gamliel says, that you have to be mitanu mashlin, that you'd have to, in other words, Rameir's version is you'd fast, but you wouldn't complete the fast that day. In other words, so if you began the series of fasts, And then Rosh Chodesh came in one of the series. So you would fast that day, but wouldn't complete the whole fast at the end of the day. That's Reb Meir's version, Rabbi Gamliel. But the Chachamim say you would complete the fast. So it was Darish, the name Rav Huna, Lacha is that you have to be complete the fast. All right, Hadra Lach Sinatan Yoketzai. All right. Right. Okay, now let me just do a few lines for the next Mishnah, and then if we have a few minutes, we'll talk a little bit more. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody happy?
Oh.
All right, I like happy people. Okay, right. let's what's up? Quick. What?
I'll leave it for later. Fine.
Okay. Papos and Lilianas. We don't know. Or the other way is the other two are the brothers. Some of the other ones, we don't know. All right. Now, all right. How about Sinatino Kesa? So Sinatino and Elum, Hamur Bervi Rishona. So the fast that we mentioned, that's talking about like a fast for rain. In the previous Mishnayot, we spoke about, you know, you don't have the first, so from the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, Yechidim fast, then from Rosh Chodesh Kislev, everybody fast three, and then another three, and then we had seven. About Samachim Shashinu, if the crops are growing and the color is not right, Latrina Le'emiyad means that we'll cry it in our tefillah, and it could be the Peshad is we'll blow a shofar immediately. It means we'll go immediately to the last fast, the last seven fasts. That's the language of the Mishnah, but it says on Daf Yubayz, I think, that it says Machim, right? So it says, and Yubayz and Yubayz. It says, yeah, Shabbatim Machim. So it says, you're Machim. So we'll go right away. The Chayim, Shapask Shabbatim Geshem, Geshem, Arabim Yel, Machim Aleim. Similarly, let's say you had the first rain, and then 40 days passed before the next rain, or 40 days have passed, you didn't have another rain. So we move in Friya, we go immediately to like, you know, emergency level. That's a sign of a drought. He says, Yardulit Smachim Abalo Yardul Ilan. If the rain was such, it's appropriate for like for crops, but it's not appropriate for the Ilan. So it means it was like the Gemara will explain, but it's like a very light rain, but not heavy enough to be good for the crops. So he says, not heavy enough to be good for the trees. The trees need a heavy rain. Or the Elon load smach, and it was a heavy rain, it wasn't good for the, or it wasn't, the crops need a light rain, the trees need a heavy rain. It was good for both for crops and good for trees, but it's not good for the pits, the cisterns, and where you're holding the water. He says, so then we go to emergency level. Let's say one city doesn't have rain. So top line on Yutanamad Aleph. So that city, they go into crisis mode. But the neighboring cities who don't have any lack of rain, they'll be fasting. So either they're fasting because the city that doesn't have rain is going to come and, you know, buy out all their goods, or they're fasting because it's like you have to be no kibbutz sarah. You have to be. Why don't you come over and open a gemara here? Take a gemara. Have 2 minutes of daf yomi and shemayim. You'll have 2 minutes of daf yomi. Mordechai, you're welcome to also come and join for 2 minutes of daf yomi. Okay. So Yotet, we're on page 37. Okay. Yotet Amud Aleph. Okay. He says matriot v'lo matriot. Rabbi Kiva Omer matriot v'lo matana. Rabbi Kiva says it's enough. They'll daven. They'll blow the shofar. They don't have to fast. Bechein ear, line 3 on Yud Hed Aleph, page 37, line 3. Bechein ear sheish b'dever o mapolet, if a city has like a pestilence, or mapolet, the buildings are collapsing either from an earthquake or from a wind, o ta ear mitanei matrad. That city that's got the problems, do they have to cry out in tefillot and blow the shofar? He says, v'chol sviyotev mitanei v'lo matriot. The neighboring cities, the neighboring area, they have to fast, but they don't have to cry out with the tefillot. Rabbi Kiva Omer Matriot Lo Metanot. Rabbi Kiva says no, they'll cry out, but they won't be metanot. Ezu Dever. And we said Dever. What's an example of Dever? Yiramot Yachamesh Meil Ragli. If it's a city that's enough, has enough population to muster 500 infantrymen. Yatsumi Menas Shoshami Tim Shoshami Mzechar Zeh. And then each day we have three dead people So three dead people Monday, three dead people Tuesday, three dead people Wednesday. I raise a dever. That's dever. And it was dever is a pestilence when the mortality rates shoot up. Rahman Islam, we came from this terrible COVID now. He says, Pachot Mikan ain't a dever. Less than that, it's not dever. Okay, I think this is going to be it for tonight. And what did you want to say quickly, Aaron Moshe? Give me, you got 60 seconds on the clock. What do you got?
Two things. I was going to tell you the story that you had mentioned with the letter that the Chofetz Chaim writes that it's that Zeresh didn't really have a tail, but that she was on the tail end. They caught the letter because they wrote it upside down. It should have been out of they should have thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom first. The letter was composed for Kat because the regular writer wasn't there.
All right.
There was a chassid who used to fast from Shabbos to Shabbos and inflict themselves, and the Ruv in that town was a misnagid. So he brought the Gemara in Shabbos that says that the Rabbeinu Shloilem knows by a dog, the food that he eats, very little food, so the stuff stays in his intestines for 3 days. So he says, can you imagine this custom of this guy whose food stays in his intestines for 6 days?
Well, I understand what he was fasting. What was going on with him?
No, he used to afflict himself. He used to fast.
All right, thanks so much. Okay, let me end the recording. Well, I'm going to check.